This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Dear respective brothers and sisters, what I want to speak about today is a matter that is very, very crucial and very, very important. What it is basically, it is the steps and the processes that a person goes through before he ends up falling in a matter which is very, very severe. And this process and this step that I'm talking about is the thought, the su'adhan, the bad thought that a person he has for his brothers. Because never ever does a person wake up in the morning and he says something with his tongue and he hasn't preceded a thought. That's why in order for us to stop ourselves from falling into this major problem, we have to try and cut out the steps and the processes that a person that goes through. Because it can lead to a very, very dangerous and severe matter. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the tongue. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا فَيَهْوِي بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. A man, he says something with his tongue. He says a word with his tongue. And he doesn't give any care to it. And because of this, what happens? He gets chucked into the hellfire because of this one word. And the ahadith that talk to us about the tongue are many. This is not the topic that I want to maybe speak about in detail today. But it's a matter that is as important. Because if a person stops this, he is able to control that which comes out of his tongue. This matter, ikhwani fillah, that is related to the thought, the assumptions, and also the speculations that a person begins to build matters upon and rulings due to his speculation and also the assumptions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about it and he told us to be aware. It came in the hadith in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنْ. Beware of the assumptions and the thought. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبَ الْحَدِيثِ. For indeed the assumptions and the speculations are from the worst of the narrations. The most fabricated of the narrations. The thought that a person thinks about someone else. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. Stay away from the most of the thought and the assumptions, the speculations. إن بعض الظن إثم. For indeed, some of these thoughts is a sin. In our Sharia, if we contemplate upon the Sharia, we find that assumptions and speculations and opinion has no place in our religion. Has absolute no place in our religion. This is why ilm, knowledge, and assumptions and speculations, they are complete opposites. The ilm is on one side and the assumptions and the speculation is on another side. The thought that goes through a person's head, his opinion. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. These people, they follow their opinion and their assumptions. For indeed, the assumption and also the opinion, لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. It doesn't prevail over the haqq, the truth. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, say to them, O Muhammad, قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا. Say to them, O Muhammad, do you have any knowledge that you can show us? إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. Indeed, you are only people that follow assumptions and speculations. And it's very, very sorry to say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and He is the most truthful. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. The majority of the people, they are people that follow assumptions and speculations. Allah says, وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. The majority of the people, they only follow speculations and assumptions. So that's why, ya ikhwani fi Allah, it is very, very important that we try and assess this matter very, very well. Because like I mentioned before, it is always the result of a person having bad thoughts. He uses his tongue to speak badly about another person. Or him, he makes a ruling. And because of this, it could be the reason why he gets chucked into the hellfire because of his bad thoughts. And it's very important that I bring examples now so that people understand. كما يقولون بالأمثلة يتضح المقال. With examples, the speech becomes more clearer. If you look in Surah An-Nur and contemplate on the story of Aisha radiallahu anha, never did the matter become so big and the chaos increased except because of some of the bad thoughts and the speculations and the assumptions that some had about her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala atabahum. He addressed this and He spoke about those that had bad thought about Aisha radiallahu anha in a severe manner. We're not talking about the people that spread the lies. They're even worse. We're talking about the people that only had that bad thought enter into their heads. They only thought negative about her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent down ayat. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why is it when you heard these matters about the believing people, you never thought good about them? And why did you say هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ? This is a click light. Why did you say this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who had bad thought. That bad thought entered into their heads. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then goes on to say, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. And why did you not? Why is it not? Why did you not say, مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. This is not from the affairs that is suitable for us to speak about. Subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those people who thought bad about Aisha radiallahu anha. Ibn Kathir, he mentions that this is further discipline. This is further discipline. In addition to the good thought a person needs to have about the people. That when there is someone that is known to be upon good, that he doesn't allow the bad thought to take over him in thinking about this person. Further discipline, he says, further discipline. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he then says, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And when you said this with your tongue and your mouth, that which you don't have any knowledge about, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You see it to be something very small, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's something severe. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. Another example, ikhwan, the story of Usama ibn Zayd. Usama ibn Zayd, what happened? When he killed that man who said La ilaha illallah, he killed him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became really, really angry. He became really, really angry. And he kept on repeating to him, did you kill a person that said La ilaha illallah? He said, إِنَّمَا قَالَهُ خَوْفًا مِنَ السِّلَاحِ. He only said this because he was scared of the silah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started saying, إِنِّي أَتَبَرَّأُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِمَّا فَعَلُوا أُسَامِ بْنَ زَيْدِ. I free myself from that which Usama ibn Zayd did. He had bad thought about him, radiallahu anhu. Another example, ikhwani, is when a person, he loses something, or something gets stolen from him. The Somali people, they have a saying, نِنْكَ أُولَكَ حَضِي Dembigis wakabedayanik uhadi. The one that got stolen from, his sin is more worse and he falls into more sin than the one that actually stole. Why? This one he stole, maybe he fell into one major sin. By the way, my mom told me this. And the one that got stolen from, he doesn't know who he is. So he spreads lies, he does namima, he accuses this one, he says this about this one. He might fall into 5-6 different major sins. So this person ends up sinning more than the one that actually stole. But in haqiqah, it's true. And then what does he say? After his assumption maybe becomes clear. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you this? Wasn't I correct? It was actually him that done it. Rather, the assumption, even if you are correct, you're not getting an extra bonus. You're not getting reward for being correct in your assumption. Bakr ibn Abdullah al-Muzani, what did he say? He goes, إِيَّاكُم مِنَ الْكَلَامِ. Beware of that kind of speech. Hey, which kind of speech? مَا إِنْ أَصَبْتَ لَمْ تُؤْجَرُ. If you was to be correct in that assumption, that thing that you say, you don't get rewarded. وَإِنْ أَخْطَأْتَ أَثِمْتَ. And if you was to now be incorrect, you get sin. سُوءَ الظَّنِ. Bad thoughts for the Muslims. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إخواني في الله, another example. We find sometimes when a man speaks, a person that is known to be upon good, a slip of a tongue, he maybe says something about a sahabi out of mistake. The people, you find, they try to get what he said and they try to give it the worst mahmal ever. They try to give it his worst meaning. This is also against what the Salaf, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, used to say. Umar ibn al-Khattab, what did he say? لا تظن بكلمة خرجت من أخيك المؤمن شرا وأنت تجد لها في الخير محملا. Do not think of a speech that was said by your brother to be something bad. وأنت تجد لها في الخير محملا. And you're able to give a good meaning. Maybe this person, he had a slip of a tongue, or he said something. As we all know the famous hadith, the man that lost his camel, what did he say? اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك. He said, oh Allah, you are my slave
and I'm your Lord. He said the worst thing. Why he done it? Out of severe happiness. أخطأ من شدة الفرح. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He fell into mistake due to severe happiness. The matter, in order to resolve it, might be a few minutes. You go up to the person and you explain to him. You clarify to him what he said. And then he takes it back. But today we have people, they take this. They put it all over the internet. It gets translated into French, into Somali, into Indonesian, into every single language in order to expose this person. So, ikhwani fillah, it's upon us to contemplate upon these matters and to be very, very careful about it. The other day, someone came up to me and he said to me, there's a masjid over there who has leaflets in there that have shirk. Shirky leaflets in there. I know the masjid. This is just a personal experience. This man, he is swearing. He is spreading. He is accusing. He is saying all sorts of matters. Having bad thoughts. I said to him, "Akhi, maybe someone on a Jum'ah came and he left that there. Let's phone them, let's explain to them. You stop sinning." We go into the masjid, we went there to pray the Maghrib. The leaflets are gone. The whole point is not to expose this individual, rather to assess the matter and think to yourself, why didn't this person just keep quiet until the issue became clear-cut to him? Rather, he sinned and he fell into all sorts of matters when he could have just gone and advised this individual, or maybe had better thought in regards to the matter. So the last thing, ikhwani fillah, what I'm going to do, because every sickness, there has to be a medicine. How do we go about changing this matter? How do we resolve it? Because the shaytan, يجري في ابن آدم يجري الدم. The shaytan, he's running through a man. Like the blood does through a person. Very, very close to him, always whispering in his ears. What does a person do? As they say in the English language, a person needs to think before he speaks. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut." Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the last day, then let him either speak khair or keep quiet. If the shaytan comes and whispers in your ear, it's upon you to do what? Just to keep quiet. And you are forgiven. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah tajawaza li ummati ma haddathat bihi anfusuha ma lam yaqul aw ya'mal." Allah forgives the one that has bad thought as long as he doesn't speak or act. So as long as you prevent yourself from actually doing the action and you just keep it in your head without speaking, without spreading, without accusing, you are forgiven. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us have good thoughts for our Muslim brothers and to stay away from the su' al-dhan, having bad thoughts for our Muslim brothers, and save us from the hellfire. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.